Example 14. My sister and I are not speaking to each other. Exercise. My sister and I had an argument over a year ago, and we haven't spoken to one another since. Sometimes I think I should just pick up the phone and call her, but then I remember how angry she made me when we last talked, and I don't want to take a chance on going back to those angry feelings again. I don't feel good about not talking to her, but it feels a lot better than how I felt back then. She started the argument, and then she wouldn't even try to understand my point of view. She's always been stubborn. She always thinks she's right. And I've always given in to her just to keep the peace. But I'm tired of always having to be the one who gives in, so I just don't call her. Most people want to be loved. They want to be appreciated, and they want to be understood. But the trouble with those desires is that you cannot control whether someone else appreciates or loves or understands. We've noticed that it feels every bit as good to love or appreciate or understand as it does to be loved or appreciated or understood. And the most interesting thing about that is you have complete control over that. You have the ability to love someone just because you have decided that you want to. And while what they have done may have upset you so much that you do not feel you even want to try to love them, we want you to understand that unless you do love them, you will hold yourself out of vibrational alignment with yourself, because like it or not, your inner being does love them. Since they are the subjects of your thoughts, and since you feel horrible when you focus upon them, you blame them for the horrible way you feel. That is reason enough to stay mad at them, for they seem to be the reason you feel so awful. If they would be different, you would feel better. But since they refuse to be different, you think you can't feel better, so they seem to hold the power over the way you feel. No wonder you're mad at them. You've given them your most prized possession, the key to your own power. When you remember that you can control the way you feel, no matter what, you can regain your own power, and then you can come back into alignment with who you really are. And when you are in alignment with who you really are, it's easier to put their actions, words, and attitudes into the proper perspective. Those things are not your business. Even their thoughts about you are not your business. Even if the hurt from a relationship reaches far back into your childhood, you can, with far less effort than you might think, bring yourself into alignment, because you do not have to go back in time and rethink everything and sort it all out and find remedies and solutions. Your pain, then and now, is always about only one thing: your now vibrations, caused by what you're thinking right now and how those vibrations relate to the vibration of your inner being and who that part of you has become. You are one who loves, and when, for whatever reason, you do not love, you are tearing yourself apart. We understand that you feel justified in your anger or hatred, whether the subject of your discomfort is your sister or an evil dictator or someone who loved you and left you, but no matter what, there is simply no justification for anything other than love and appreciation. The price you pay in your discord is far too great a price to pay. In our view, nothing justifies an upstream disconnection from self. Usually, the more we try to get you to release your long-standing patterns of hatred for someone, the harder you cling to them, reaching for a more vivid justification for the way you feel. Really, this is but a product of your discomfort with your disallowance. In other words, when you have felt bad for a very long time and you associate that bad feeling with the behavior of another person, you take it very, very personally, and you usually feel extremely justified in your attitude. But all this fury is because you innately understand that you should be feeling good, and when you do not feel good, you take it very, very hard. When you discover your ability to deliberately turn your thoughts downstream, without any modifying of their behavior at all, you will discover the indescribable feeling of relief that only comes through the releasing of resistance. With this understanding of the power of your own mind, you will no longer be looking for someone to love you or appreciate you or understand you or soothe you, cater to you, or help you, for you will then be fully connected to the resources of the universe, and in that connection you will be completely fulfilled, and then such an interesting thing happens. In your connection with the vibration that is love and appreciation, you become one who is loved and appreciated by many. So begin where you are. For instance, if my sister wants to talk to me, she can call me. I'm tired of always being the one who tries to make amends. I'm happier when I don't interact with her. Maintaining a good relationship with her is too much work. So you are where you are. Many might argue that your sister doesn't deserve your love, but we're not encouraging this process because of your sister, but because you deserve to be in alignment with who you are. And if we were talking with your sister, we'd tell her exactly the same thing. Do not come into alignment and discover the feelings of love and appreciation for your sister. Do it for yourself. While it certainly would be a wonderful world if everyone were to understand this and deliberately achieve vibrational alignment within themselves, it is not necessary for one other person to understand this in order for you to be joyful, for your happiness is dependent on no other. Now, try to find relief. This anger has been weighing on me for a long time. It would be nice to be able to just let it go. I can't even remember the specifics of our disagreement. I'm sure now that it wasn't important. If I didn't love her, I probably wouldn't care so much what she thinks. Maybe I can love her regardless of what she thinks. I get it that I can't control how my sister thinks. I also get it that it is possible to control my own thoughts. I can feel the freedom in really getting control of my own thoughts. I think I've always wanted that, and that's why I feel such anger when I don't control my thoughts. I guess it's time for me to stop trying to hold my sister responsible. We want you to understand that we're not encouraging that you seek alignment and relief in order to then affect your actions. We're not trying to get you to call and make amends with your sister. It is our desire that you make amends with yourself and that you find a way to choose the kinds of thoughts that let you come into complete alignment with who you are. Then, from that place of alignment, you may be inspired to action. It's always certain that from your place of alignment, your inspired action is always to your advantage, and that from your place of misalignment, your action is never to your advantage. Now, I feel so much better. I do love and appreciate my sister. Maybe I'll call her later, or not. I don't have to decide right now. Now that you're feeling better, do your best to maintain those good feelings by redirecting your thoughts whenever you slip away from feeling good. In time, these better feeling thoughts will become your normal thoughts regarding this subject, and by then, circumstances will begin to appear that move you happily to the next logical step. Sometimes, once you get to feeling better, you want to immediately jump into action in order to bring others up to speed with you and the better feeling state that you have achieved. But it's best to just bask in the new and improved emotions for a while until they are truly stable within you. Then the law of attraction will take care of the rendezvousing with others and with the orchestrating of circumstances and events. Your work, your only work, is to find feelings of relief and therefore to come into alignment with who you really are and what you really want.